The News Services Division of Akashvani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Lucy Gabriel. Stay tuned in as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. Employment News. We begin with the Directorate of Plant Protection, Quarantine and Storage, Faridabad. Under the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Government of India is seeking applications on deputation basis for the position of Administrative Officer Grade 1 in Group B gazetted non-ministerial category. The pay scale for this position is pay level 8 as per the 7th CPC with a pay matrix of 47,600 to 1,51,100 rupees. The headquarters of the post is located at the Regional Locus cum IPM Center, RLCIPM, Jodhpur. Interested candidates are advised to visit the official website of the directorate at www.ppqs.gov.in under the link What's New for detailed information, eligibility, criteria, duties attached with the post and application performer. Applications complete in all respects must reach the Chief Administrative Officer, Directorate of Plant Protection, Quarantine and Storage, NH4 CGO Complex, Faridabad 121001 within 45 days from the date of issue publishing of the vacancy notice in the Employment News. For inquiries, you may contact Kusum Goyal, Chief Administrative Officer. Center for High Energy Systems and Sciences, CHESS, Hyderabad, a premier laboratory under the Defense Research and Development Organization, DRDO, is inviting applications for the engagement of apprentices for 1 year in various disciplines and trades. Under the provision of the Apprentices Act, 1961, as amended, eligible candidates are encouraged to apply for the post of Computer Science and Engineering, Electronics Engineering. Total vacancies are 2, with a stipend of 9,000 rupees per month. Graduate, apprentice, mechanical engineering, chemical engineering, vacancies 3, stipend of 9,000 rupees per month. Technician, diploma apprentice, computer science, electronics, instrumentation, mechanical, chemical. Total vacancies are 15. These are combined with a stipend of 8,000 rupees per month. Interested candidates are required to visit https://www.drdo.gov.in/ for detailed advertisement and submit their applications online through the website https://rac.gov.in. Before applying, candidates must ensure they meet the eligibility criteria and other norms mentioned in the advertisement. It is mandatory for candidates to register their names at http://mhrdnats.gov.in before applying. For more information, you may visit http://www.drdo.gov.in. The National Council for Cooperative Training, NCCT, is an autonomous society supported by the Ministry of Cooperation, Government of India. It is registered under the Societies Registration Act, 1860, and its objective is to facilitate human resource development for cooperative societies in India through training interventions. The Council is currently seeking applications for suitable professionals for the post of Secretary. The position falls under the pay scale of level 13 of pay matrix of 1,23,100 to 2,15,900 rupees. Pre-revised PB4 of 37,400 to 67,000 plus 8,700 GP. The secretary will be responsible for organizing need-based training programs and other HRD interventions to continuously improve the competencies of personnel working in the cooperatives. The eligibility criteria and other terms and conditions for the filling up of the post are available on the website www.nctac.in. Interested candidates may fill the application in the prescribed format and send it to Sri Kapil Meena, Director, CTP2/CET, Ministry of Corporation, 2nd floor, Atal Akshay Urja Bhavan, New Delhi, 110001. The last date for receipt of the applications is 3rd June 2024. Incomplete applications and applications received after the last date will not be accepted. The Department of Anthropology at the University of Delhi is inviting applications for the position of Research Assistant and Field Investigator on a purely temporary basis. This position has been created for the major research project, which has been sanctioned by the Indian Council of Social Science Research, ICSSR, New Delhi, under the scheme of ICSSR Major Project. The project titled Physical Frailty, Cognitive Impairment and its Biosocial Risk Factors Among Two Communities for Older Adults from Delhi NCR has two vacancies and interested candidates can apply for either of the positions. The research assistant has a duration of 24 months and offers a consolidated monthly emolument of 37,000 rupees to be eligible for this position. Candidates should have a PhD/MPhil or a postgraduate in anthropology or allied sciences with a minimum of 55 marks. Field work experience is desirable. The field investigator position has a duration of 6 months and offers a consolidated monthly emolument of 20,000 rupees. To be eligible for this post, candidates should have a postgraduate degree in anthropology or allied sciences with a minimum of 55% marks. Fieldwork experience is desirable. Interested candidates are requested to send in their CV with a recent passport size photograph pasted on it through email on cv.icssr.du@gmail.com. The subject line of the email should mention the post applied for. The last date for submitting the online application is May 20th, 2024. Shortlisted candidates will be intimidated by email informing them of the date of the interview. The post is purely temporary and the appointment may be terminated any time before the expiry of the stipulated period if the work is deemed unsatisfactory. All original certificates should be procured for verification at the time of interview. Send in your applications to the project director, Dr. Shivani Chandel, will oversee the ICSSR major research project from the Department of Anthropology at the University of Delhi. The department's address is 11007 EN6/40 and the project's URL is www.employmentnews.gov.in. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publications Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success.
That was today's Employment News. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. It is also available on our mobile app and website newsonair.com. You may email your suggestions and comments about this program on airnsdtalks@gmail.com with employment news as the subject.